Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kron. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilui Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
Today's shiur is on Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Aleph. The daf starts before the Mishnah with the Hashlama of the discussion of Chatzar Mishum Yodo Isra'boi and Chatzar Mishum Shlichus Isra'boi. And the Gemara says on the bottom of Daf Yud Amid Beis that everybody agrees that by get, Chatzar Mishum Yodo Isra'boi. And the Gemara brings the Braisa that darshins that it says v'nosam biyada, and we darshin that even gago v'chatzera v'karfifo is good enough for a get because it says v'nosam. Rashi explains that since it doesn't say uv'yada yitnehu, it says v'nosam biyada. Therefore, v'nosam is going on v'chosav lo v'nosam, and it teaches us that it's mishum yada isra'boi. Where exactly do we see from the fact that to make this drasha, that the drasha is teaching us that a chatzar works b'toyres yad and not b'toyres shlichus? So Rashi explains, because if the pasuk will be teaching us that it works b'toyres shlichus, you wouldn't need a pasuk, because we know that shlichus works by get from the pasuk that the Gemara brings in Kiddushin Daf Mem Aleph, that it says v'shilcha melamed she'isha oisa shliach. What's the pshat in Rashi? L'chaira, the pasuk there just teaches us that shlichus works by gerushin, but it doesn't tell us that a chatzar could work as a shliach. Vayst ois from Rashi that if we know that a woman could send a shliach to be makabel her get, then it's pashut in svara that a chatzar could work as well mitam shlichus. Even though a chatzar is an inanimate object, it's not another person, still Rashi holds that it's a svara pshuta, that if there is a parsha of shlichus that the woman can send a shliach to accept her get, then surely a chatzar could work mitam shlichus as well. If that's the case, if the pasuk has to teach us a new drasha that chatzar works by gerushin, it must be that it's not learned out misvara with the parasha of shlichus. It must be that chatzar mishum yada isra'boi. Tosfos earlier on Yud Amid Beis Dibur Hamaschil V'im Mishum says pshat in the drasha differently than Rashi. Tosfos says that the raya is not from the fact that the pasuk had to say something to teach us a drasha. That could have been because chatzar mishum shlichus, and it seems that Tosfos holds that even chatzar mishum shlichus needs a pasuk. The raya of the Gemara is from the Tana of the Braisa, that the Tana assumed that a chatzar could work just as effectively as her yad legerishin, which means that it could work even bal karcha, and even if she is a ktana. And we know that shlichus can't work bal karcha of the mishaleach, and there is no shlichus by a ktana, so it must be that chatzar mishum yada isra'boi. So it's not from the etzim fact that there is a drasha, but it's from the fact that the tana assumed that the gerishin al yadei chatzar would work even bal karcha and even with a ktana. The marsha over here on daf yud aleph amid aleph shows that Tosfos argues on the Rashi, and Tosfos holds that even chatzar mishum shlichus needs a pasuk, because a chatzar, after all, is an inanimate object, and therefore you wouldn't know on your own from the pasuk of Vishilcha that a woman could make a shliach out of her chatzar. So therefore you need a special pasuk, even if it's chatzar mishum shlichus isra'boi. The drasha of the pasuk teaches us chatzar mishum yad only because we know that the Tana learns from there that it could work bal karcha and even by ektana. That's how we know that it's mishum yad. The Gemara says that the machloikas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, is not legabi get. Legabi get, everybody agrees that chatzar mishum yada is rabbi. However, the machloikas is about yalfinon mitzia miget. Rabbi Yochanan holds that you could learn out even dine mamonis from get, and therefore the chatzar would be mishum yada is rabbi. However, Reish Lakish holds that we don't learn out mitzia miget, and by mamonis, we don't learn it out meyisura, and therefore we don't say chatzar mishum yada isra'boi memeila does not work by ektana. Rashi says that according to Reish Lakish, that the chatzar is mishum shlichus isra'boi, so why taka do you need a pasuk? Because Rashi holds that chatzar mishum shlichus doesn't need a pasuk, as we mentioned before, because you can learn it out from v'shilcha. Rashi says that that's only by get, but when it comes to geneva, you might have thought that a chatzar cannot work as a shliach, because ain shliach l'dvar avera. Therefore, the pasuk has to teach us that a chatzar can work mishum shlichus because of the svaras of Ravina and Rav Sama on the Yud Amid Beis, either because a chatzar is not a bar chiyuva, or because it's not a bar bechira. But that's what the pasuk is teaching us when it tells us in Himatzei Timatzei that a chatzar could work for geneva. The Ramban and the Ran point out that even though Ravina and Rav Samo said their svaras before, seemingly without any psukim, they just said the svara that if it's not a bar chiyuva or it's not a bar bechira, then yesh leach advar avera. We see here from this Rashi that those svaras were only said after there's a gilui from the pasuk. Once the pasuk teaches us that a chatzer could work for geneva, Ravina and Rav Samo explained what the svaras hadover could be, but not that they knew it without a pasuk. They taka knew it only from the pasuk himatzi timatzi that teaches us that a chatzer could work to be kind of the gneva. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilyan Ashas asks a kasha on this Rashi. If misvara we do not know that a chatzer could work for gneva, and it's only because of the pasuk that teaches it to us that we know it, so then why should we say that a chatzer works mitam shlichus? Maybe taka a chatzer works mitam yad, and therefore it can only work to be kind of the gneva if the person is oimed bitzad chatzeroi. If there's a reason in svara that we should say that it doesn't work because it's a shlichus ledvar avera, so how do we know noch the pasuk that it's teaching us an exception that over here yesh shliach ledvar avera? Maybe it's taka not begeder shlichus and it's only begeder yad. Nafkamina that the ganev would only be kind of the gneva if he is oimed bitzad chatzeroi. And Rabbi Kiva Eger leaves a tzarech ian on the Rashi. However, the Rashash says that according to Rashi l'shitasoi, you can answer the kasha, because on Rashi on the bottom of Yudah Midbeis was mavur that chotzer mishum shlichus is more pashut misvara. The only reason that we needed to say by get is that chotzer is mishum yad is because shlichus is already known from v'shilcha. But anywhere else, if it's possible to say chotzer mishum shlichus, that's more pashut in svara than chotzer mishum yad. Memela, that's what Rashi writes over here on the top of Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, v'ikol the meimar de shlichusu. It's possible to say that it's mishum shlichus. I'll be bothered if it's mishum shlichus. Why do you need a pasuk? Umishum de ein shliach dvar avera. It's the lemichtav asam. Because ein shliach dvar avera, that's why you need a pasuk over here. But Rabbi Kiva Eger was bothered. Let's say that it's chatzim mishum yad, and you won't see this chiddush by shlichus. On that says the Rashash, Rashi l'shitasai holds that whenever we could say chatzim mishum shlichus, we will say chatzim mishum shlichus as long as we can explain why we need a pasuk. Therefore, the Gemara says that according to Reish Lakish, that it's ikel meimar chotzer mishum shlichus, then we'll say that. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Yalfinan mitzia miget, that we say chotzer is mishum yad, therefore a ktana has a chotzer. But according to Reish Lakish, that lo yalfinan mitzia miget, and mitzia, which is mamanis, is learned out from the pasuk of gneva, then we'll go back to the svara pshuta that the chotzer is mishum shlichus and not mishum yad, and memela, it does not work by a ktana. The Gemara has two other lashonis as well. Besides the first lashon that says that the machloikis is whether yalfinan mitzia miget, the Gemara says in the second lashon that everybody holds that by a ktana we do learn mitzia miget. The machloikis is that Rabbi Yochanan holds that we learn out from a ktana to a katan as well. And on that, Reish Lakish argues and says that a katan we don't learn out from ktana, and a katan does not have a kinyan chatzer. The Ritva is moisif that even though the Gemara said before on Dav Yudah Amid Beis that the machloikis is by ktana, it really doesn't mean that by ktana there's a machloikas. The Gemara was discussing, is there a chatzer l'ktana l'lamed l'katan, enough to teach it to a katan? And on that, Reish Lakish said that ain lo chatzer, they don't have enough of a chatzer to be malami to a katan, but by a ktana herself, surely we learn out even mamanis from get, and there is a din of chatzer mishum yada israboi by a ktana, and therefore would work even though she's not bas mitzvah. The third lashon of the Gemara is that there really is no machloikas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, just they were talking about two different cases, and Rashi has two pshatim to explain this lashon. Either the first pshat is that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about a get, and Reish Lakish is talking about a mitzia, or the second pshat, Rashi says, is that everybody agrees that by a ktana, we would learn out mitzia miget. The difference is that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about a ktana, and that's why he says that she has a chatzer, but Reish Lakish is talking about a katan. The Rif in our sugya, and the Rambam in Hilchas Gzeilav Aveda, Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Yud, paskin that there is a difference between an isha and an ish. By a chatzer de itza, by a chatzer of a woman, it's mishum yada israboy, but by a chatzer of a man, then we say it's mishum shlichus israboy. Where did the Rif in and the Rambam get this lahalocha? So there could be one of two ways. It could be that they hold like the second lashon, that the machloikes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is whether we learn out katan miktana, and they paskin like Reish Lakish that you don't learn out katan from ktana. Only by ktana we say that it's mishum yada isra'boi, similar to get, but by a katan, by an ish, you'll say that it's chatzar mishum shlichus isra'boi, and therefore there is no chatzar by a katan. However, it's a little shver to say that, because the Gemara in Yevamos daf lamed vav amid aleph says that we always paskin like Rabbi Yochanan over Reish Lakish, except in three cases. And over here it would come out that the Rif and the Rambam are paskening like Reish Lakish over Rabbi Yochanan. Therefore, the Bir Hagra in Choshe Mishpat, Simin Reish Samaches, says that the better pshat is that the Rif and the Rambam held like the final Lashon of our Gemara, that Mara Marchodov Eloi Pligi. And the Rif and the Rambam learn like the second version of Rashi, that the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is because Rabbi Yochanan is discussing a Ketana and Reish Lakish is discussing a Katan. And everybody agrees that by a Ketana we learn out Mammon from Isser that will say Chatzim Mishum Yada Yisrabo, and therefore a ktana yesh lo chatzer. Mashenke, by a katan we don't say that it's mishum yada adarabah, by a ish we say that it's mishum shlichus israbai, and therefore since a katan doesn't have a shliach, therefore a katan does not have a kinyan chatzer as well. That would be the makar of the shita of the Rif and the Rambam lahalacha. The Mishnah says that if a person sees people running through his field after a metziah, after a lame deer, or after goizlois, pigeons that have not yet flown, and he says zachsa lisadi, so then he is zaych in it. But if it's a tzvi rotz kedarkoi, or goizlois mafrichin, then even if he says zachsa lisadi, it does not work. The Gemara says that the only time the chatzar is koine for him is v'husha oimeid b'tzad sadeyu. And even though Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina says chatzeri shaladam koine loy shaloy midaitoi, and it's mavur that he doesn't even have to be standing nearby, still that's specifically by a chatzer hamishtameres. But this open field is a sadeh, a chatzer she'ena mishtameres, and therefore I oimid b'tzad sadehu in iloy loy. How does it help if the person is oimid b'tzad sadehu? If it's a chatzer she'ena mishtameres, so how could it be koine for him even if he is standing nearby? So Rashi says, da'achshav hi mishtameres al yodoi. Because adarabba, when he is standing by, it becomes a chatzar hamishtameres. A chatzar is koine even if it's not be'etzem a chatzar mishtameres. It's only a chatzar that's mishtameres through him, standing there. That's good enough. So when the Gemara answers that a chatzar she'ena mishtameres works to be koine if he is oimid b'tzad sadehu, that is because through his standing there, it becomes a chatzar hamishtameres. However, the Rosh in Siman Lamed Aleph says differently. Even after the person is standing there, it still has a status of a chatzer she'ena mishtameres. But the reason that it works is because the only reason that we need something to be a chatzer mishtameres is if the chatzer is koine b'toira shlichus. She'anan sa'adi she'ein odam roitze she'yu chafetzov b'yad shliach she'ein mishtamer b'yadoi. A person does not want that his objects should be in the hands of a shliach if it is not safe and secure in the hands of the shliach. And therefore, when the chatzar is working b'toira shlichus, it has to be a chatzar hamishtameres, or else it can't serve as a shliach. However, when the person is oimid b'tzad sadehu, then the sadeh could be koine mitam yad. If it's koine b'toiras yad, then it works even if it's not mishtamer. Memela, the pshat in the Gemara is not like Rashi, that when he is oimid b'tzad sadehu, it gets the status halachically of a chatzar hamishtameres. Adarabba, it still remains a chatzar she'ena mishtameres. But the whole chisaron of chatzar she'ena mishtameres is that it can't work b'toiras shlichus, but b'toiras yad, it could work. Therefore, if he is oimid b'tzad sadehu, that makes it work b'toiras yad, and therefore it could be koine for him. What does it mean when it says in the Gemara that the person has to be oimid b'tzad sadehu? So the Ritva brings two opinions. The Ritva says, Ra'isi Misha Pirish Deba'inon Sheyehei Oimeid B'soicha Sadeh. When it says B'tzad Sodehu, it means that the person has to be standing inside the field Mamish, and the Tzad Sodehu means on one side of the Sadeh, but inside the field itself, towards one side. And the Ritva says that he himself argues on that. The Ritva says that when it says b'tzad sadeo, it means mamish outside the field, b'tzad, on the side of the field. Says the Ritva that that's good enough even if a person is not standing inside the field itself. From Toisvis in Erevin, Daf Tzadi Beis Amid Beis, it's mashma that Toisvis held, like the Shita that the Ritva brings, like the Yesh Oimrim, that he is Koine only if he is Oimid in the Sade, Besoich HaSade Mamish, and Toisvis brings the Mishnah in Gittin, Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Beis, that says, Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Aleph, that says, Hazoi Riket Li Ishtoi, Fihi Besoich Beisa, Oi Besoich HaTzeira, it's mashma that it only works if she is Besoich HaTzeira. The Ritva says you could push away the Raya, that's the Urcha de Milsa over there. We're talking about a lady. About a lady, it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Memhei, Kol Kavuda Bas Melech Pnima. And therefore the norm was that the lady was Besoich HaSade, or Besoich HaTzeira, or Besoich Beisa. And therefore it says that case in the Mishnah there. But La Halacha, it works even if the person who's trying to be Koine is standing outside the Chatzer. That's the machloikis we show him when it says, V'hu sha'oimid b'tzad sadeu. What's the oimek ha-machloikis? Whether you need to be standing inside the field, or whether it suffices to be standing outside the field. The Nesivus in Simen Reish, Sifkot and Gimel, says that it could be meishach shayich to the machloikis that we just mentioned between Rashi and the Rosh. According to Shitas Rashi, that the whole maila of being oimid b'tzad sadeu is that it makes it a chotzer ha-mishtameres. If that's the case, it would surely be sufficient to stand outside the field. Because when you're standing outside the field, lemaisa, you could be mishamer the field. And therefore, the Ritva would be correct that standing outside the field is good enough. And the emes is it's mefurish in the Ritva, like this part of the Nesivus. Because the Ritva says, Bitzat Sadeu means Va'afilu Chutzaloi, and he explains Gufa this Hezber. De Kivon de Mishtamer Ledaitoi Svaru, De Kachu Mitzido Kamoi Mitoicha. Since the Maila of Oimid Bitzidoi is that it's Mishtamer Ledaitoi, now it becomes a Chotze Mishtameres through him, so it's a Svara that being on the side of the field, in other words outside the field, is just as good as being inside the field. However, says the Nesivus, if you hold like the Rosh, that the maila of standing there is not that it makes the field into a chatzer hamishtameres, it's la'olam a chatzer she'ena mishtameres, but it's because then it's working b'tayras yad. When it works b'tayras yad, then it could work even if it's a chatzer she'ena mishtameres. Says the Nesivus, if that's the case, then they could be makom to understand the shita of that toisis in Erevin, the shita that the Ritva brings, that you have to be oimid b'soich hasadem amish, because in order to be considered dumya deyad, which is an extension of you, not b'teira shlichus, but mamish an extension of the person, it could be that then the person has to be standing within the chatzer itself to tzushtel the person here on the outside of the field. It could be that's not good enough. In order to be dumya deyad, it has to be that the chatzer itself has his yad, has the person inside of him, and standing outside the field is not enough. It's mavur in the Nesivus that if you hold like this lamdus, that it's standing oimid b'tzad sadehu, makes it that it's b'toyres yad, it's not muchrach to say that you have to be oimid b'soichai. The Rosh might just hold that standing next to it is good enough. It's still dumya d'yadai because it's smuchalai, it's close to it. But al kapanim, that shita in the Rishonim that holds that you have to be standing b'soichai mamish, that could be explained based on the Rosh. In other words, if you hold like the Rosh, that the reason that you have to be standing there is to make it dumya d'yadai, then there's makam to say that in order to be dumya d'yadai, the chatzer itself has to be similar to his yad, to an extension of himself, and that means that the person can't be outside the field, he has to be situated in the field itself. Whereas according to the understanding of Rashi, that the whole maila of standing there is that it makes it mishtameres ladaitoi, then there wouldn't be makam to understand why you would need to be standing inside, if standing outside could protect and secure the field just as well, if not better, as standing inside. The Mishnah says that when is the person zoiche in this mitziah, when he is by his sadeh, the Mishnah says, when he says, Va'amar zochsa li sadi, he says, my field should be zoiche for me. Toisvis over here, Dibur Hamaschil zochsa loi, and Toisvis in Erevin, Daf Mem Tesamid Beis, Dibur Hamaschil Va'amar, says that really, you do not need an amira of zochsa li sadi. The Mishnah is lav bedavka when the Mishnah says that the person says zochsa li sadi. The Mishnah just means la fuke de seifa, that when it's tzvi rotz kedarkoi, or goizlois mafrichin, then even if he says zochsa li sadi, lo yamar klum, it doesn't work. So therefore in the Reisha it's saying that if he says zochsa li sadi, it is good enough. But the Mishnah in the Reisha does not mean bedavka that he has to speak out the words zochsa li sadi. Even even if he's just standing there and does not say anything b'peh, it still works. And Tosfos has two rayas to this. Firstly, from the Gemara and Daf Yud Amud Aleph that says legabi kinyan dalet amos, that if Chachami made a takana that dalet amos shaladam koinos loy b'chol makoim, so then even ki loy amar klum, even if he doesn't say anything, it should still work. And if by kinyan dalet amos it works without any amira, then surely by a kinyan chotzer it should work without an amira. Tosfos just says that it's a comparison, kinyan dalet amos to kinyan chotzer. The way the Rishonim bring the Tosfos is that it's a kol shekein. If by kinyan dalet amos, which is a takonas chachamim, it works without an amira, kol shekein by kinyan chotzer, which is a kinyan da'iraisa, it should work without an amira. The second raya of Tosfos is from the member of Rabbi Yosi b'Reb Chanina that the Gemara brings here, that it says chatzer shel adam koine lo shaloi midaitoi. That means by a chatzer hamishtameres, it works even shaloi midaitoi. How could it work shaloi midaitoi? There is no amira. If you don't know about it, you're surely not saying zach salisadi. Muchach from Rabbi Yosi b'Reb Chanina that the kinyan chatzer does not require an amira of zach salisadi. That's the second raya of Tosfos. The Marsha is very bothered with the second raya of Tosfos. Rabbi Yosi b'Reb Chanina, the Gemara says, is talking about a chatzer hamishtameres. There, you don't need an amira. But maybe by a chatzer she'ena mishtameres, there, it would only be koine if you have an amira of zach salisadi. What's the raya of Tosfos? By a chatzer she'ena mishtameres, that you don't need an amira. From Rabbi Yosi b'Reb Chanina, that's talking about a chatzer hamishtameres. But the Maram Shif answers the Marsha's kasha and says that what Tosfos means is that by chatzer she'ena mishtameres, the only way it's koine, the Gemara says, is v'hu she'oimid b'tzad sadeu. And pshat in that, Tosfos understood like Rashi. That Rashi says that when he's oimid b'tzad sadeu, it becomes a chatzer mishtameres. So then it has the same klolim as a chatzer mishtameres. If we see from Rabbi Yosi b'Reb Chanina that by a chatzer mishtameres you do not need an amira, v'haraya it could be koine even shaloi midaitoi. So you see that a chatzer mishtameres could be koine for a person even without the amira of zach salisadi. So hu adin by a chatzer she'ena mishtameres, since the only way it could be koine is if he is oimid b'tzad sadeu, that be'etzem makes it a chatzer hamishtameres, as Rashi says, the achshav. Memela, if Rabbi Yosi b'Reb Chanina holds that by a chatzer mishtameres you do not need an amira, who adin by a chatzer she'ena mishtameres that he is oimid b'tzidoi, which be'etzem is a chatzer hamishtameres, you do not need an amira. That's how the Maram Shif explains the raya of Tosfos. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ritva argue on the Tosfos and hold that you do need an amira when the Mishnah says that the person says zach salisadi. The Mishnah is bedavka; it's not just coming lafuke the sefer. It's bedavka that it only works if you say zach salisadi. What about the two rayas of Tosfos that by kinyan dalet amos we find that it works even without an amira, and in Rabbi Yosi b'Reb Chanina it's mavur that a chatzer could be koina even shaloi midaitoi, surely without an amira of zach salisadi. So the Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ritva explain that really they agree b'yisoid with Tosfos that kinyan chatzer could work without an added amira of zach salisadi. However, specifically in our Mishnah, where our Mishnah is talking about that the person saw other people running after this metzia, here you need an amira. Says the Ritva, Taima de Milsa, the kivon deroya acherim rotzen achar hametzia, since he sees other people running there, im hu oimed bimkoimoi ve'enoi metapel ba, if he's just standing in his place and he's not trying to get it, v'gam enoi oimer detizki li sadeu, and he also doesn't say anything, he just stands there quiet, ha'goli daite deloi boi lemizkile, there's a gilui das that he does not want to be zoichet, u'mafkira lo oisam sherotzen acharel, and he's mafkir the schus in this metzia to the other people who are running after it, ve'en if he is megale das that he does not want to be koine, then it does not work. Memela says the Ritva and Rabbeinu Peretz as well, that our Mishnah is bedavka when he says zach salisadi, but it's not shver from any of the other rayas, because really kinyan chatzer can work without an amira, just like kinyan dalet amos could work without an amira. And Rabbi Yosi b'Reb Chanina is correct in saying that he could be koine shaloi midaitoi even though there is no amira. But specifically in our Mishnah, where we're talking about that there were others running through the sada, running through the field in order to be koine it, there you need an amira of zach salisadi, because if not for that, there's a gilui das that you don't want to be zoichet, and it's as if you're being mafkir your rights to the other people and they allowing them to be koinit. But by kinyan dalet amos, where it's a takonas chachamim, that the chachamim made a takana that Dalet Amis should be koine, so that surely does not need your amira. And hu adin, in the case of Rabbi Yosi Ber Chanina, it's not talking about achirim rotzim achareo, and therefore Rabbi Yosi Ber Chanina holds that a person could be koine with his chatzah shalai midaitoi. Only in our Mishnah, where we're talking about that there are others running after the mitzia, that's where the Ritva and Rabbeinu Peretz hold that you need an amira of zachsali sadi. The Rambam seems to have a third shita in this inyan. Tosfos holds you don't need an amira bichlal. The Ritva and Rabbeinu Peretz hold that in general you don't need an amira, but if it's ra oisan rotzin achar mitzia, then you do need an amira. And the Rambam in Hilchos Gzeilah Aveda Perek Yud Zayin seems to hold that you always need an amira of zachsa lisadi. The Rambam in Halacha Yud Aleph brings down the din of our Mishnah that if it's a tzvi shavur or goyzei shalai parchu, his sadeh could be koine for him if he is oimid b'tzad sadehu, only if he is omar zachsa lisadi. Then the sada could be zoicha for him. Als that, we just see that the Rambam doesn't hold like Tosfos. He holds that in our Mishnah it's bedavka, you need zachsa lisadi. But one could still say that maybe the Rambam holds like the Ritva and Rabbeinu Peretz, that only in the case of ra, isan, ratz, and achar mitziah, then he needs the amira. However, if you look better in the Rambam, in Tzmavur in the Rambam, that even without achirim, ratz, and achareo, the Rambam requires an amira. And that's because earlier in Perek Yud Zayin, halacha ches, the Rambam says that a chatzar of a person could be koine loy shaloy midaitoy. However, that only works by a chatzar hamishtameres. But by a sadeh, an open field or a garden, which is a chatzar she'ena mishtameres, even though that can also be koine for a person, that has two qualifications. He has to have oimed b'tzad sadehu, he has to be standing next to that chatzar she'ena mishtameres, and he has to be oimer zachzali sadeh. By a chatzar mishtameres, you do not need an amira, and you don't have to be standing there. But by a chatzar she'ena mishtameres, you do have to be standing there, and then you need an amira as well. There, the Rambam is not even discussing a case of achirim rotzim achareho. And still, even though it's not talking about other people running there, the Rambam says that by a chatzar she'ena mishtameres, you do need an amira of zachsa lisadi. First of all, it's clear in that Rambam that when the person is standing there, it doesn't become a chatzar hamishtameres, like Rashi says. Or else that would be good enough. Once it's a chatzar mishtameres, then it works without an amira. It's mavur that he holds like the Rosh, that even after standing nearby, it's still considered a chatzar she'ena mishtameres. And the Rambam holds that by a chatzar she'ena mishtameres, in addition to standing nearby, you also need an amira of zachsa lisadi. So here we see the shitas of Rambam that by a kinyan chatzar, by a chatzar mishtameres, yitake do not need an amira. But by a chatzar she'ena mishtameres, you always need an amira. And not because if you were quiet, it's a gilui das that you don't care that there are other people running here. But there's a special din that you need an amira by kinyan chatzar to say zachsa. And on the Shitas HaRambam, it's Takeshver, the two Rayas of Tosfos. How could you say that there's a din by Kinyan Chatzah that you need an Amira, and by Kinyan Dalet Amis Midrabanon, it's Koine even without an Amira? And how do you explain Rabbi Yosi Ber Chanina? Rabbi Yosi Ber Chanina says that a Chatzah could be Koine loy Shaloi Midaitoi. It's Mavur that you do not need an Amira. Well, that's Mavur in the Rambam, that the answer to that is because it's a Chatzah Mishtameres. But Ha Gufa Tzarech Bir, how could it be that a Chatzah Mishtameres could make a Kinyan Chatzah without an amira? But by a chatzar she'ena mishtameres, suddenly now there's a din that you need an amira. My high, why would you need an amira? Why is it different than a chatzar mishtameres? So for this we have the shtikl Torah of the Machane Ephraim in Hilchas Kinyan Chatzar Simin Beis, where he explains the shitas HaRambam, that since the Rambam holds over there in Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Yud, that a chatzar de gavra, a chatzar of a man, is mishum shlichus israboy, the Rambam holds that you always have to make your chatzar into a shliach, and that requires a minui shlichus. Memela, by a chatzar she'ena mishtameres, the only way it's considered a minui shlichus that you've appointed your chatzar to act on your behalf to be koine this mitziah is only if you're standing there and you say zachsa lisadi. Those words of zachsa lisadi is a geder of a minui shlichus. Just like when you appoint a human being a shliach, he doesn't become your shliach automatically. You have to verbally appoint him as a shliach and say you should be my shliach. The same thing by a chatzar, when you say tizke lisadi, zachsa lisadi, that works to together a minui shlichus. And that's why the Rambam holds that by a chatzar she'ena mishtameres, you have to say the words zachsa lisadi. Why is a chatzar mishtameres better? Says the Machne Ephraim, because when a person acquires a sada, a chatzar hamishtameres ledaitoi, then it's automatically assumed there's an Anan Sahadi that he wants that this field, should this chotzer, should be koine chafetzim on his behalf. Even without making a minu shlichus, if this is a safe and secure chotzer with walls around it, it's protected, so then there's an Anan Sahadi that he automatically is memane this chotzer as a shliach. But by a chotzer she'ena mishtameres, adarabu, there's an Anan Sahadi that a person does not want a chotzer she'ena mishtameres to be his shliach. Like we mentioned before from the Rosh in Simin Lamed Aleph. So you need the Amira of Zochsa Lisadi to undermine that umdana and to say, even though this is a chotzer she'ena mishtameres, but I'm standing right here and I want my sada to be koine, then that's begeder aminu shlichus. So now we have a third shita in the Inyanim. Tosfos holds that you never need Zochsa Lisadi, even in this Mishnah itself. You could be koine even without an amira. The Mishnah says Zochsa Lisadi only because of the Sefer. The Ritvan Rabbeinu Peretz say that the Mishnah is bedavka because you need Zochsa Lisadi, but in general you do not need Zochsa Lisadi. Only over here you do because it's Acherim Ratzim Achareah, and being quiet would be a Gilui Das that you don't want to be Koine. And the Rambam holds that in general by Kinyan Chotzer, you do need an Amira of Zochsa Lisadi Begeder Aminu Shlichus. It's not Shver on the Rambam from Kinyan Dalet Amos, because Kinyan Dalet Amos is a Takonas Chachamim that it should be Koine. You don't need Aminu Shlichus. The Chachamim said that the Dalet Amos could be Koine. This specific owner of this Dalet Amos does not have to make Aminu Shlichus. And it's not Shref from Rabbi Yossi Ber Chanina, who's talking about a Chotzer Mishtameres. By a Chotzer Mishtameres, there's an assumed umdana that you want him to represent. You want the Chotzer to act as your agent, to act as your shliach. Memele, you do not need an amira. But by a Chotzer She'ena Mishtameres, you have to be standing there and make this Chotzer into your shliach. Therefore, you need an amira of Zochsa Lisadi. The Etzem Vart that the Machne Ephraim says, by a Chotzer HaMishtameres, that it works also b'tayra shlichus, but that is an assumed minu shlichus that we've confined here in the Rishonim, in the Piskei Riaz, in the back of the Sefer Piskei Rid, this chidushim from his grandson, the Riaz, and it's called Kuntres Harayas, and in the Kuntres Harayas of the Riaz, he says clearly that by a chotzer hamishtameres, hu atzmoy oise oisei shliach, he himself makes the chotzer hamishtameres a shliach, tekivon de mishtameres ledaitoy, lekachu mishamroi mitchila, that's why a person has this chotzer hamishtameres sheyizke b'chol mashenosam b'soicha ukeilu asoi shliach al dover ze mefurish in the Riaz that it's keilu you made him a shliach al dover ze, and then it will be understood taka that by a chotzer she'ein hamishtameres where you don't have that keilu asoi shliach al dover ze, then you need taka a real minu shlichus, and the way you have the minu shlichus says the Machne Ephraim based on the Rambam is with the amira of Zochsa Lisadi. The Stipler in the Kehilas Yaakov Simen Tezvav uses this vart of the Machne Ephraim to faremfer a yesoid of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the sugya of Ger Katan in Ksubas Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph says that even though it says throughout Shas that a Katan cannot have a Shliach, it does not literally mean that a Katan cannot have a Shliach. It means that a Katan cannot make a Shliach. He doesn't have Das to do a Minu Shlichus. But if there is a Parsha of Shlichus that he has without appointing a Shliach, then that could apply to a Katan as well. And Rabbi Kiva Eger says that's how it works by Zechiah. In the sugya of Ger Katan, it's mavur that it's zachin la'adam shaloi befanav applies even to a katan. Therefore, Ger Katan matpilin oisoy al das bezdin. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, how could that work if zechia is mitam shlichus like it is according to many rishainim, Rashi and Tosfos and the Rosh and a number of other rishainim? So how could it work if a katan doesn't have shlichus? How could a katan have zechia? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, because zechia is a shlichus without a minui shlichus. You don't have to appoint a shliach by a dover that it's a schus. The Torah appoints the person as a shliach. Memela, this shliach is in through the back door. He's in without it being appointed as a shliach. The Torah appointed him as a shliach. Memela, that could work by a katan as well, because a katan can have a shliach. The only thing that it says that a katan can't have a shliach is when he has to make the shliach. So more accurately, a katan can ish machen ken shliach, but a katan can haben a shliach. A katan could have a shliach. He just can't make a shliach, but by zechia, which is a shlichus, without a minui, therefore, a katan could have a shliach in the form of zechia. Frektrab Shleima Eger, his son, on Rabbi Kiva Eger, and it's brought down there in the Chidushi Rabbi Kiva Eger in Ksubis, from our Gemara in Bava Metzia, really from the Gemara on Dav Yudam Mid Beis, that the Gemara says that if a katan, if chotzer is mitam shlichus, then a ktana and a katan do not have kinyan chotzer, because a katan and a ktana do not have shlichus. What do you mean, l'chayra, a chotzer is similar to zechia? It's a parasha of shlichus without a minui. It's automatically that the chotzer is your shliach. So just like the Rabbi Kiva Eger says that a katan could have a shliach, like by Zechiah, let's say that a katan could have the shliach of the chatzar as well. If the only problem is that he can't be memane a shliach, a chatzar does not require a minui shlichus. A chatzar is an automatic shliach, just like by Zechiah. The Torah appoints the chatzar as a shliach. Says the Stipler, no, Rabbi Kiva Eger understood like the Machne Ephraim, that the shlichus of a chatzar is taka with a minui shliach. When it's a chatzar she'ena mishtameres, you taka have to speak it out. Zachzali sadi. When it's a chatzar mishtameres, the reason that it works is because there's an anan sahadi, that if by a chatzar mishtameres, you want this chatzar to act on your behalf and be koine chafetzim. But once it's begeder, a minui shlichus, either an anan sahadi that you would be mamane a shliach, or a minui shlichus bepoil, of a chatzar she'ena mishtameres, by saying zachzali sadi, memela a katan can't have that din, because a katan's minui is not a valid minui. Only by Zechiah, where it works that the Torah is memana the shliach, because it's a midi deschus, and that works without a minui shlichus bechlal, there the Gemara says that a katan could have a Zechiah. Al Kaponim, the Stipler uses this yesoid of the Machne Ephraim, and the yesoid that we found in the Piskei Riaz, that the reason that chatzar could work mitam shlichus is because there's an assumed minui shlichus on behalf of the owner. The Stipler uses this to answer Rabbi Kiva Eger from Rabbi Shloim Eger's Kasha, because the Gemara says that if a katan does not have shlichus, so a katan does not have kinyan chatzar, if chatzar is mitam shlichus, that's because the shlichus that exists in the chatzar is taka begeder a minui shlichus of the bailam. And since a katan does not have das to be memana a shliach, therefore if chatzar is mitam shlichus, a katan and a ktana could not have a kinyan chatzar as well. In the Etzem Din of Rabbi Yossi Breb Chanina, that Chatzere Shaladim Koineloi Shaloi Midaitoi, it's Lechaira very schwer. How could a kinyan work for a person Shaloi Midaitoi? Lechaira, the halacha is that for a person to make a kinyan, you need das for the kinyan. The Gemara in Yevamos Daf Nun Beis Amid Beis says that if a person is Oider B'nichse Ager, he does a Maisa Chazaka in the Nichse Hager Shemeis Ve'en Lo Yarshim, but Kasavu Shehin Shaloi, he thought that field was his, and therefore he didn't have in mind to acquire it with this Maisa Kinyan, so the halacha is that he's not Koina. We see from there that it's not enough to do a Maisa Kinyan, you need Das for the Kinyan. So how could it be that Kinyan Chotzer is different, that it's Koina Loi Shaloi Midaitoi? So Toisis in Bava Basra, Tav Nun Dalar Amir Aleph, says that the reason why Kinyan Chotzer works Shaloi Midaitoi is because there's an umdana that if he would know that the thing was there, then he would have in mind to be koine. And Taka Taisva says that if the person knows that the chayfetz is there, he just doesn't have in mind to be koine, then it does not work. It's only if it's shaloi midaitoi that he didn't know bichlal that it was there. But then we could say that since if he would know it was there, he would want to be koine it, that would be good enough. That's what Tosis in Bava Basra on Daf Nun Dalad Amid Aleph says. The Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Gzeilah V'Aveda, Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Ches, shows that the Marit understood differently than Tosfos. Because the Tshuvas Marit, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Nun, says that just like Chatzeiro Shal Adam Koine Loi Shalai Midaitoi, so too Yodoi Shal Adam Koine Shalai Midaitoi. If someone is holding something in his hand and he didn't realize that it's Hefker, so he didn't have in mind to be Koine, it could be Koine Shalai Midaitoi, because Chatzer works and Chatzer is Mitam Yad, so surely Yad should be Koine Shalai Midaitoi. Zakta Mishnah Melech, that doesn't stem with the lumdus of Taisvis. Taisvis in Bava Basra says that if a person knows that the thing is in the chatzar and did not have in mind to be koine, it does not work. It's only if he didn't know bichlal that it was in the chatzar. Then we say that had he known it would be in the chatzar, surely he would have das to be koine. But if he knows that it's in the chatzar and he doesn't have das kinyan, it doesn't work. So when it's in his yad, assumedly he knows that it's in his yad, so surely it should not work shaloi midaitoi. How could the Ma'arit say that a kinyan of yad could work even shaloi midaitoi? It's mavur that the Ma'arit holds differently than Taisvis and holds of a different lamdus in the din of chatzere shal adam koine loi shaloi midaitoi. What's takap shat according to the Ma'arit? How could a chatzah be koine shaloi midaitoi? So Rab Shmuel Rizovsky in the Shiuri Rab Shmuel says that the pshat is based on the Tosis Arash earlier on Daf Yudam Aleph. It's mavur in the Tosis Arash, as he explains Shitas Rashi in Beya Daf Lamites, that the Tosis Arash holds that there's not two separate necessities that you need to make a Maisa Kinyan, and also you have to have Das for a Kinyan. The gather is that in order for something to be a Maisa Kinyan, then you need Das to give it a Chashivas of a Maisa Kinyan. If a person has das that this thing should be a Maisa Kinyan, but he has das that it should work for someone else, and it doesn't work for that other person, it's mavur in the Taisa Rosh that that Kinyan could work for the person himself, because he had das to make it a Maisa Kinyan. Once you had das Kinyan, that makes it a Maisa Kinyan. But a person does not need any more than making it a Maisa Kinyan. The das that you need is only to make that a status of a Maisa Kinyan. If that's the case, says Reb Shmuel, that gather of needing das l'kinyan is only when there's a Maisa that has to be elevated to a status of a Maisa Kinyan. But by a Kinyan Chatzar, which is a Kinyan without any action, then you could have a Kinyan without a das. Oyder b'nichse ager is a Maisa Chazaka. Without Kavanas Kinyan, it's not considered a Maisa Kinyan. But Kinyan Chatzar is a Kinyan without a Maisa. A Kinyan without a Maisa does not need das Kinyan as well. Therefore, the Ma'arit can hold that it will be the same thing by Yad. And that is based on the understanding that when someone is holding something in his hand, that works as a kinyan similar to chatzar. The etzem being in his hand is a kinyan called kinyan yad. And it's not because of a maisa hakboa that he's lifting it. It's with the kinyan of yad, which is not a maisa kinyan. And therefore you would not need das for the kinyan as well. And the source for such an understanding is the Nesivus and Simen Reish Samaches Sivkatan Beis, where the Nesiva says that even according to Shitas Rashi and Ksubas Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, that holds that for a Kinyan Hagbah you have to pick up something three Tvachim, not like Tosis and Ksubas over there that says that you do not need Hagbah of Gimel Tvachim. Rashi holds that you're only Koine B'Hagbah if you lift it up Gimel Tvachim. Still says the Nesiva, that's by something that's not being held totally in the hand. It's sticking out of the hand. But if someone is holding something entirely in his hand, then that's a kinyan even without the taxis of kinyan hagbah. That's a kinyan yad. And that's why Rashi in Sanhedrin daf ayin beis amid aleph says that even without picking up something three tfachim, yodoy chashuva kedalad al dalad v'hav yolo kechatzeroy. His hand is chashuv like a makam of dalad al dalad tfachim, and therefore it's like his chatzer. Says the Nesivus, the yesoid is that when something is enclosed totally in his hand, then there's a kinyan called kinyan yad by its etzem being in the hand, and not together a maisa kinyan of hagbah. If that's the case, we have an understanding in the Ma'arit, and it's taka different than the shita of Tosis and Bava Basra. Tosis and Bava Basra holds that the reason why Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina says chatzer shaladam is koine shaloi midaitoi is not because it could work shaloi midaitoi. If he knows about it and he does not have das for a kinyan, itaka would not work. It's only if he doesn't know it's there bichlal, then we say that had he known it was here, he would surely want it to be nikna to him. Therefore, kinyan chatzar could work shalai midaitoi. And that yisoid would not have an application by yad, because in his hand he knows that it's there. And if he doesn't have the das of the kinyan, it would taka not work. But the Ma'arit holds of a different svara, that both by chatzar and by yad, even if you know that it's there, it can work shalai midaitoi, because the whole idea that you need das for a kinyan is to make something considered a Maisa Kinyan. Oyder b'nichse hager without das is not considered a Maisa Kinyan. However, by chotzer, and hu adin, if something is totally enclosed in your yad, where those kinyanim are not together a Maisa Kinyan, it's the actual being in the chotzer and in the yad that make it be nikna to the bala chotzer and the bala yad. Therefore, it could be koina even shaloi midaitoi, because the whole din that you need das is only to make something a Maisa Kinyan. But when something is nikna without a Maisa, then you do not need das either. The Gemara then brings the Maisa brought down in the Mishnah in Maisa Sheni, Parakei Mishnah Tes, with Rabbi Gamliel and the Zakenim Shahuboim Bisvino. The Rabbi Gamliel was Makne, the Maisa Rishon to Rabbi Yeshua, and the Maisa Oni to Rabbi Akiva on behalf of the Aniyim, Umakaimoi Muskar Loi. And the Gemara originally assumes that we were talking about that he was makin it by Kinyan Chotzer. Then the Gemara is matche that it might be that he was makin it with Kinyan Agav. And then Rav Papa says that it was really with Kinyan Chotzer. And it works even though these Tanoim were not oimid b'tzad sadeyu because of das acheres makne oison. In the fact that the Gemara has a tzad, and according to one opinion, it was taka working with Kinyan Chotzer, how could it work with Kinyan Chatzer if these Tanoim did not own the Chatzer? It must be because Umakoimai Muskar Loi is good enough. When Rabbi Gamliel rented them a place in the Chatzer, then they could be kind of the Maisrois that are on that Chatzer with the Kinyan Chatzer. But this L'chaira is a big machlokes harishonim, the Rambam and the Ravid in Hilchas Chirus. The Rambam in Hilchas Chirus, Perek Vav, Halacha Hei, says that if Ruvain is maskir his sada to Shimon, Ruvain, the maskir, is the one who could be koine chafetzim with Kenyan Chatzir. Even though Shimon rented out the field, he can't be koine with this field but Kenyan Chatzir, because after all, it is not his. The real bailus of it belongs to Ruvain, the maskir, and therefore Kenyan Chatzir could be only to the maskir. The Ravid argues on the Rambam and says that the Kenyan Chatzir is done for the Soicher, because since he paid rent, Kididei Dami, it's like it's his, Vikanyalei, and there Vikanyalei, it should be Koine for him, Midi Dahavi as Soicher as Mekoimoi, just like the concept of Soicher as Mekoimoi. The Ravid means to be asking from 2 points. Firstly, the Ravid holds that a Soicher could be Koine with Kenyan Chatzir, because kididei dami, it's like it's his. The Ravid is referring to the Gemara later in Bava Metzia and Daf Nun Vav Amid Beis that says schirus liyomei memkaru. For that day of the schirus, for that time of the schirus, memkaru, it has the status of a mechira. So it's as if it belongs to the soicher mamish. If that's the case, he should be able to be koine chini chatzer. On that, you could say the Rambam holds like Toisus on Daf Nun Vav Amid Beis and Toisus on Avodah Zarah Daf Tes Vav Amid Aleph that hold that only in the sugya of Oinah, the Gemara says that Schirus Leyoimei Memkaru. When it comes to overcharging the price fraud of Oinah, so there the Pasuk says the extra word Memkar, and we dash in even a Schirus Leyoimei Memkaru Lagabi Oinah. But Lagabi other aspects, it's not Kididei, it's not like a Mechira, and therefore the Rambam would hold that the Seicher cannot be Koine with Kenyan Chatzer, only the Maskir. However, the Ravid adds, Midi Dahavi Asoicher Es Mekoimai, meaning to ask from our Mishnah. This Mishnah brought down in our Gemara that Soicher Es Mekoimai helps Lagabi Kinyan Chatzer. If that's the case, why does the Rambam hold that the Maskir is Koine and not the Soicher? If Soicher Es Mekoimai works to that now the Soicher could be Koine with Kinyan Chatzer, you see that when a Soicher rents the field, that is enough for Kinyan Chatzer. He is the one who's Koine with Kinyan Chatzer, not the Maskir. So this Mishnah of Soicher Es Mekoimai should be a Raya, not like the Rambam. The Ktsais HaChoshen and Simin Shin Yud Gimel, Sif Katan Aleph, is Mayrich to Faram for this Rambam, and he says that we could explain it based on the Lecha Mishnah in Hilchas Schirus, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, who brings a Chiddush in the name of the Rab Mordechai Mitalon, one of the early Kadmoinim, early Achroinim. The Lecha Mishnah brings from this Rav Mordechai Mitalon that the Shitas HaRambam in our sugya is that the reason that a Maskir is Koine with Kenyan Chatzer and not the Soicher is because when Ruvain rents his field or his Chatzer to Shimon, it's as if he's telling him, I am only renting it to you for the Tashmishim Hatzrichim Loi, for the usages that one needs in a Chatzer. But Legabi the Guf HaChatzer to be Koine with other chafetzim that come into this chatzer, with kinyan chatzer, that I'm not being maskir to you for that. That's not what you rented it for. You rented it for certain needs, that's why you needed to rent my field. For those needs, then I am being maskir to you for that. And memeila legabi, that's schirus liyoyme memkaru. That taka could be like a mechira. It's not only legabi oinoa that we say it's kemechira. It could be like a mechira legabi other aspects as well. But only legabi the tashmishim hatzrichim loy. But legabi the guf ha-chatzer to be koine with kinyan chatzer, objects that enter this chatzer, that the maskir retains for himself, and therefore the maskir is the one who is koine with kinyan chatzer and not the soicher. If that's the case, says the Ktsais HaChoshen, then it's not shver from our Gemara, because over here Reb Gamliel wanted to be makne the maisrois to Reb Yeshua and Reb Akiva, and he said umakai my muskar loy. So here it's clear that Reb Gamliel did not want to retain for himself the rights to be koine b'kinyan chatzer. Adarabba, if the kinyan that's being done here is with kinyan chatzer, as the Gemara assumes, so then it's an umdana that when he's saying makai my muskar loy, he is allowing it to take the full effect of the schirus, that it's a memkar, not only legabi the tashmishim, but even legabi koine with kinyan chatzer. If you learn that the Rambam holds that a soicher never has the rights, it's not included in the kinyanai schirus, the rights to be koine with kinyan chatzer, then it's shver how makoime muskar loy can help. But if you hold like this lecha mishnah b'shem Reb Mordechai Mitalon, that really in the rights of schirus would be included that you could be koine kinyan chatzer. Just in every normal schirus, the maskir is mishayer that for himself, and he gives over in the schirus only what the soicher needs, which is the schus tashmishim in the field in that chatzer. So then you could say that when it's clear from the matziv that he is being makna to him even the rights to be kind of b'chini chatzar, as it is clear from the circumstantial evidence here in Rabbi Gamliel's case, because he's saying makaymai muskar loy gufa in order to be makna to these tanoim, the maisrois, so then adarabah, here the Rambam will agree to the Ravid that the soicher could be kind of with kinyan chatzar. There is another yisoid in kinyan chatzar that's brought up by the poiskim, which is negea in our Gemara, and that is that the shach in choshe mishpat, simin kuf tzadiches sifkotan zayin, and again in Simon Reish Bey's Sivkaton Gimel, is Mechadish that if a person wants to be Makna to his friend, a Chatzar, and also Metaltalin that are in that Chatzar, Bibas Achas, with Kinyan Chatzar, that does not work. Kinyan Chatzar has to be that first you're Makna the Chatzar. Then, once that's the Rishus of the Koine, then he could be Koine things, chafetzim, in that karka, in that chotzer, with kinyan chotzer. But to be makne, the karka, and the metaltel in shaboy, bebas achas, with kinyan chotzer, that does not work. And the ksois achoshin in simen kuf tzadiches, sivkotan beis, it is matmiya on the shach from our Gemara. Because in our Gemara, Rab Gamliel wanted to be makne the maisrois, and he said together with that hakno, umakoymoy muskar loy, and it sounds like he's being makne it bebas achas. He's being maskir the makam, which as we just said, that's enough of a hakno to make Kinyan Chatzar Shayach, and together with that, he's being makne the Maaser Rishon to Rabbi Yeshua and the Maaser Ani to Rabbi Akiva. So here is an example where they are doing it bebas achas, and the Gemara has it sad, and according to one shita that we're working with Kinyan Chatzar. So this Gemara should be a Gemara Arucha, not like the Shach's Chiddush. This Gemara should be a raya that even bebas achas you could have kinyan chotzer. However, Reb Shimon Shkop here in Bava Metzia and the Chidushei Reb Shimon in Simen Chof Gimel and also in the Divrei Yecheskel Simen Nun Ches, the matche the ktsois is kasha on the shach. And they say that in our Gemara too, the Shach will understand that the Chalois Kinyan is Bezach Arzeh. True, he said to these Tanoim, I want to be Machna to you, the Maisrois, Umakaymai Muskar Loi, and the Makam is Muskar to Rabbi Yeshua and to Rabbi Akiva. However, the Chalois Kinyan, Rabbi Gamliel, understood that that would be Bezach Arzeh, that first you would be Koine the Makam, the Schirus of the Makam, and then you would be Koine the Metaltalin, Shabai, the Maisrois that's inside of it. So in a Chanami, he did it with one statement of Haknah, where he said, I'm being makni to the Maisrois and the Makam, Umakayme Muskaloi, but in a Chanami, the Chalois Kinyan will take place first on the Chatzar and only afterwards on the Metaltalin. And Rabbi Shimon says in Svara, you have to understand like that, because in general, the Kinyan can't take effect until the Maisa Kinyan is finished. By Chatzah, there is no Maisa Kinyan, but the essence of the Kinyan is the fact that the Metaltalin are sitting in his Rishus. So first we have to establish that this thing is his Rishus, and only then could it be that something is Nikneh with Kinyan Chatzah. So it can't be Bebas Achas, like the Shach says Misvara. It has to be Bezeach Arzeh, and even so, it's not Shver from our Gemara, because even so, though in our Gemara, he seemed to have been makna them together, but the words were in one statement. But the Chalois Kinyan was Taka Bezach Hazeh, that first he was Koine the Makoim, and then he was Koine the Maisers. And Reb Shimon is Mitzayin that the Ritva in Kiddushin, Daf Chav Vav Amir Aleph, speaks this out Beferish, that the Ritva says that by Kinyan Chatzar, it can't work Bebas Achas, because the whole source of the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Chav Vav for Kinyan Agav is a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim that says that Vayiten Lehem Aviem, that they gave them Matonis Rabois Im Arim Mitzurois Asher B'Yehuda. So from the fact that it says Im Arim with the cities, that's a marker for Kinyan Agav. Says the Ritva in Kiddushin Daf Chav Vav Amir Aleph, why is that a marker for Kinyan Agav? Maybe it was with Kinyan Chatzar that he was makna to them the matanois together with the cities, together with the real estate, Bekinyan Chatzar. Says the Ritva, since the lashon of the pasuk is im arim together with, it's mashma that you're koine bebas achas beloy kedima klal, without being makdim the cities, veloy mishkachas la ela ba'agav veloy midin chatzar. It's only mishkachas la bebas achas if you do it midin agav, but if you do it midin chatzar, then it can't be mamish bebas achas. Says Reb Shimon, the Ritva is saying this svara, that in order to be koine bekinyan chatzar, first there has to be a chalois kinyan on the chatzar, then that becomes your makam, your rishus, and schirus would be good enough. That schirus liyomei memkaru, that now it's yours, the makaymei muskaloi, and then and only then can the chalois kinyan take effect on the metaltalin that is considered now in your rishus. And therefore, even though in our Gemara there was one statement of hakna, the chalois kinyan would be first on the chatzar and then on the maisrois. One last ha'ara, legabi the Maisa of Rabbi Gamliel Uzakenim, Shah Yuboim Bisvina, the Gemara says that Toivas Hanah is not Mamoin. Therefore, Rabbi Gamliel's Toivas Hanah that he had in these Maisrois is not considered Mamoin. Liknois Mimenu B'Chalipin. That's why he did not give over the Maisrois with a Kinin Chalipin. And the Gemara says, Hachanami Toivas Hanah Eina Mamoin Liknois Algabi Karka. That's a reason as well why he couldn't be Makna the Maisrois with Kinin Agav. The Nesivus in Simin Ayin Reish Hei, Sivkotan Aleph, says that we could see from this Gemara, not like the chiddush of the Ktzois over there in Simen Ayin Reish Hei. The Ktzois wants to say a chiddush that Kinyan Agav, the Gemara's case of Kinyan Agav and the pasuk that the Gemara brings in Kiddushin is talking about when there's a hakna from one person to the next. What about if someone wants to be koina something from Hefker? He wants to be koina a karka from Hefker, and he makes a maisa kinyan on it, and he wants to be koina metaltalin agav that karka. Does that work? Or do we say that the metaltalin are only considered tafel to the karka when there is a makne, and the makne wants to make them tafel to the karka with his das makne, then it works. Says the Ktzois HaChoshen, it could work even by Hefker, even though the pasuk and the case of the Gemara is talking about a hakna, but even by Hefker, if there are metaltalin on that karka, then it can work with Kinyan Agav. But Pashtus, there is no makam for the chiddush of the Ktzois HaChoshen, because the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, that the only time Kinyan Agav works is if the makne says Agav Ukni, that you should be koined Agav. Well, if there is no makne bechlal, then no one is saying Agav Ukni. However, the Ktzois explains that his chiddush is Yitachin according to the Shitas HaRambam, that the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, Perek Gimel Halacha Tes, says that this that you need Agav Ukni is only when the metaltalin are not Sevurin on that karka. They're not piled up on that karka. But if they are piled up on the karka, which you do not need for Kinyan Agav could be even metaltalin that are not on the karka. But if the metaltalin are on the karka, then there is a maila that metaltalin is tafel automatically to the karka, and memela, even without Agav Ukni, the Rambam holds that a person could be koina with metaltalin. Memela says the Ktzois, according to the Rambam, that you don't need Agav Ukni when the metaltalin are tzavur and algabe akarka. In such a case, then maybe you could be koina with Kinyan Agav even when it's Hefker, and that's the Hachra of the Ktzois, that it could work even by Hefker. The Nesiva says our Gemara is a Pircha on the Ktzois' Chiddush, because our Gemara says that Rabbi Gamliel could not have been Makna the Maisrois with Kinyan Agav, because Toivas Hanoh is not considered his Mamoin to be Maknet Agabi Karka. L'chayra, what's the Pshat? The Toivas Hanoh is not considered his Mamoin, so therefore what? Why is that a Chisaron that you can't be Makna with Kinyan Agav? Rashi says, because since the Toivas Hanah is not Mamoin, therefore it's like it's Hefker. And if it's like it's Hefker, you can't be Maknit with Kinyan Agav. What do you mean? L'chayra, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva could be koinet with Kinyan Agav even if the metaltalin are Hefker Mamish, according to the Ktzois. Vaistois from Agumara that that's not the case. If a person wants to be koinet the metaltalin from Hefker, Agav Karka, that will not work. And therefore, if Toivas Hanah ain't a Mamoin and it's considered like Hefker, Rabbi Gamliel could not have been Maknit the metaltalin agav karka. So we see from our Gemara Fakert that the only way that a person could be koin agav karka is if there is a das makne, like the pasuk says, vayiten lehem aviyam atonis, that there's a noisin and a makabel. Then the makne decides, either if it's not on the karka, to say agav ukni, or lefi the shita sarambam, when it is on the karka, he doesn't have to say agav ukni, because he naturally makes that metaltalin tafel to the karka. But all of that is only when there is a makne who makes that metaltalin tafel to the karka, then with the kinyan of the karka, you could be koine the metaltalin. But when someone is koine something from Hefker, a karka from Hefker, or even if he's koine it from a person, but the toivas hanoah that person has in the metaltalin is Eino Mamoin, then the Kinyan Agav would not work on Hefker. And if you want to look more into this, the Ktzois HaChoshen over there himself, and Simen Ayin Reish Hei, Sivkotan Aleph, is Nisoira to this Raya, and he's Matche the Raya based on a Mechudesh Tekapshad and the Shita Mekubetzes in our Gemara, but the Nesiva says that anyone who's Ma'ayin into our Sugya will see that that's a big Doichik, and it's a Raya Brura from our Gemara, not like the Ktzois, and the Stipler in Kiddushin in Simen Chavov discusses this Ba'arichus as well, Ayin Shom.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.